people say, well, Glenn, how can I tell when I'm saying my fable to myself, when I'm saying that story mm-hmm. that I learned really early on in my life when I was a real black and white thinker and I thought everything was about me, mm-hmm. how can I tell when that story is going through my brain? And I say, anytime you notice yourself having an extreme reaction, so it can be extreme, like I want to stomp my feet. It can be extreme, like I lash out at somebody else. Or it can be extreme, like I totally shut down altogether and just basically withdraw from the conversation. Mm-hmm. All of those are extreme responses to what's actually probably a very small event. And anytime I see myself reacting in that way to a relatively small event, I can be sure that I'm telling myself my fable, that story or conclusion that I came up with when I was really little, because that's why I'm reacting the way I'm reacting.
Mm-hmm. So if I go dark and I withdraw and isolate because that way I can't create any more trouble for myself, how do I get back onto the playing field as a mature adult? Or can I do that? Because I can't be one.
Well, now, let's be honest, Bill.
Oh, that hurt.
I do think anytime we feel those incredible reactions going through our mind, first, it's really, really important to remember that is my fable. That's a story I'm telling myself, because otherwise we will overreact to those situations that trigger our fable. And that can be very hurtful to us and to other people, of course. So first of all, we have to realize, okay, that's what's happening to me. I should probably quit talking for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I grew up in this family that was really shy, really quiet, really reserved. So mostly I wouldn't talk unless I felt really, really intensely about something, and then I would speak up. And I now understand that's the only time I shouldn't speak up. That's when I'm really, really getting triggered that hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that that's when I should talk. It's that I should get way better at talking all the other times, speaking up, telling my truth, letting God work through me. But when that's happening, I should actually just sit down and be quiet. Because at that moment, God is not working through me. What's working through me is that old thing I've said in my head since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that will always lead to bad outcomes. So the first thing to do, notice it, just take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that moment, I'm not actually using my freedom in Christ. I'm not actually choosing how to handle the situation in front of me. I'm actually just reacting to the thought that I have in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So first step is just literally just stop, drop, and pray.
Mm.
Just let God give us, I need to let God have a second to just kind of work on me, help me notice that I'm reacting as intensely as I am to a situation where it probably doesn't even make any sense.